Welcome back, everyone. This is number 14 of the Kira Audio series, a set of audios designed to educate and provide some form of hope for unpaid carers around the country. The structure of these audios are in two sections, the first being more educational due to the complex nature of caring, and the second part of the audio is more uplifting and therapeutic, which is aimed at any unpaid carers listening. Just a quick reminder though, a carer is someone who is unpaid looking after someone suffering chronic mental or physical health. Plus, a little note, since I am a mental health carer, a lot of these audios are coming from the experiences of looking after someone with mental health needs. So the topic for today is, you're not on your own, or we could call it carer isolation. So let's get onto the educational section. Now, coming from Carers UK, a national charity fighting to give carers a voice, they report that new research found 8 out of 10 carers have felt lonely or socially isolated as a result of looking after a loved one. Now, if I can continue with the Carers UK report, they also conclude that a lack of understanding from friends, colleagues, that being work colleagues and family, and also inadequate care services and, let's say, also financial pressures are just some of the reasons why caring can leave carers feeling lonely and isolated, which this actual episode or this audio is all about. So we must ask ourselves also what can drive carers to feel isolated. I mean, let's dig down deeper and explore this. And I think simply put, I would certainly say caring would be the very first thing that can place a carer into being isolated. I feel that caring, to myself anyway, this is my own thought, caring should be a treasured part of life. You know, we form connections to someone or have been with someone throughout our life. It's only natural to be around them when they need us most. But there is a trade-off, a sacrifice, if you will. When the cared for falls unwell, the carer will take on the protection role and thus can be isolated from support themselves. It is not only the caring role, of course, but as mentioned in the Carers UK report, there is a lack of resources that put carers at risk of increased isolation, as lack of funds to support and peer support groups that can leave carers having nowhere else to go. And it's not even just that. I'd go even further than, let's say, that you know, lack of understanding from friends and inadequate care services. I would even go to say that perhaps society itself cannot fully escape criticism, as there's always hidden pressures to get ahead, you know, get a family, get a job, get work, pay taxes, but not much thought into connecting with each other, as there's a race for individuality, which I believe in the West is more championed than community. Although sometimes feeling lonely cannot always be a bad thing, but if it's a sustained and continued situation, then the issue, it can be a serious problem. So let's look at that. Why can feeling isolated on your own be bad news? Well, to put it this way, isolation and loneliness can lead to other things, and a good example is depression. When someone is feeling particularly low, unwanted, and the mind is thinking all sorts of negative things, where the self-worth of the carer is under attack, then obviously that will lead on to other things. And you know, when depression sets in, it can can come from a multitude of mental health issues, including anxiety, because the caring role still needs to be performed. And that can make the carer not only depressed but anxious about what they have to do in that role. Now, I can give you a good example from a situation that I have been in a few times. You know, I've experienced, you know, when the person I care for was very unwell. And while they were unwell, there was times I felt lonely and isolated. Until, I guess, they were placed in hospital. And I had to pick up the pieces on my own. But still, when I was at home, I still felt isolated and alone, even though the person that I cared for, my loved one, was in the hospital. Another thing to state in this audio is that loneliness is not the same as isolation. Loneliness causes people to feel, let's say, empty. I can't put it in, you know, a good word. I can't find a good word at the moment. But I certainly can feel that loneliness can cause people to feel empty, alone, unwanted. And people who are lonely often crave human contact. But their state of mind makes it more difficult to form connections with other people. However, isolation is when, let's say, a carer is under pressure from the caring role and can end up being cut off from social contacts or even the community. And the pressure is increased nowadays due to lack of resources, as Carers UK mentioned earlier on in this audio. There's not only lack of resources, but we can say people being preoccupied with technology, for instance, playing on their mobile phones instead of using it to call someone up and checking how they are. And the culture of people, you know, has always been a problem in the West, usually keeping themselves to themselves. Now, obviously, due to different levels of caring, some carers are in such a crisis that a lot of time is spent caring and they cannot afford, you know, any other supports, like trying to get a care worker in or any other resources. And you see that the isolation and the desperation can cause the carer to withdraw into their own world as life passes them by. It's not like that carers want to be isolated. It's because they're drawn to protect and battle for the health and welfare of the person that they care for. As mentioned, the more care that someone needs, the more attention. But as I've stated before, there has got to be a trade-off, and that's isolation, which in turn can lead to loneliness. So about quality of life, this is something where the Care Act has been brought in to counter, and this is where something where carers assessments are trying to measure. But let me explain a bit more on the quality of life situation. Because of the lack of contact and issues of isolation, carers can have a lower quality of life. I've usually mentioned in previous audios that life can be short. So it's critical for carers to reflect on what they could also be missing out on. Now, with lack of contact, that can bring lack of connection to society. A lack of need from the carer's situation, don't feel they're needed. And they just don't feel they belong in that community, and thus a feeling of rejection can take place if no support is given. And I guess it can go into little joy and comfort on someone talking to, on someone that a carer can talk to and unload throughout the day, or let's say a way for the carer to at least forget the situation that they are facing, which will lead to a path of self-neglect off the carer's part and feelings of being shut out. Now, it's not to say that all carers are helpless, but the reason I've mentioned this is that we cannot underestimate the task of caring, especially under severe circumstances. Isolation and loneliness play a huge part in this situation. So the issue of isolation, loneliness and being cut off can be a tragedy facing carers up and down the UK. So what can carers do to lessen the problem of loneliness and isolation? And it's not always an uphill battle. It does help, of course, if there are better policies from government, health and social care. It certainly needs to tackle the isolation crisis. But these steps I'm about to hint or to mention, you know, it can help unpaid carers in trying to counter the isolation, even though I'd certainly suggest that these hints I'm giving, they're not a magic bullet. And even then, when you can try them, the feeling of isolation and loneliness, I would say, is unfortunately a part of a carer's journey. So on to the hints, and I'll probably give around about seven. I'll try and keep it brief because I want to spend more on the therapeutic side of this audio, but we're still on the educational side, and I don't want to just have a situation of me just raising the situation, raising the experience of carers and saying, you know, woe be us, you know, this is what carers face. I always feel it's helpful to say what could be helping carers out there. But nevertheless, let's look into tackling isolation. I would say the first step that I found useful for myself anyway is be kinder to yourself. Or when carers are facing this situation, they should be kinder to themselves. When feeling low or cut off, you know, I mentioned that the mind can think of all sorts of negative things. Now, if we as carers begin to recognize what we are thinking, it can be possible to assess what is being brought up from your mind. For instance, if you're thinking, you know, that, I'm useless, then it can be countered with another saying that, you know, I can't be that useless from caring for someone who needs my help. I will go into more detail about dealing with thoughts like this and using tools that can help in dealing with these negative thoughts. But that's an audio for another day. Another step, another sort of tip would be to stay in touch with someone. Now, it could be a friend, it could be another family member, or even a co-worker who is very trusting. And I mean, you trust them, you know, they're not going to spill your secrets, whatever it is. And I always say this, no man is an island. And some people out there can be really amazing, as they themselves might have some time to be a listening ear. An even better way to connect with others would be, this is my third solution, I suppose, is connect with others that are in a similar situation. Now, sometimes friends are fleeting, you know, they don't want to know and they won't stick around for the bad times. Plus, family just wants you to get on with it. You know, with large families, within that family, people just say, look, I don't want to take on the caring role, you do it. And unfortunately, co-workers can be more interested in the getting ahead game and being competitive with you and gossiping about you. So, okay, what next? Well, you know, there is solidarity in peer groups. As role that I'm taking on is to connect with other carers and connect other carers with themselves and other carers and so on. Other carers understand or should understand, and we all face that battle to belong in the community, in society. Even if others feel we should not belong because caring is not natural to them, I'd say try and connect with others who are in a similar situation as yourself, if you are a carer. Now, if you're fortunate enough to notice the signs of depression or the signs of the health problems depression can bring or isolation and loneliness can bring, I would say it's worth visiting the GP. This is my other solution. And don't try and man up and deal with the symptoms, like cope with the symptoms. Don't man up to do that. Man up, use that man up feeling, that, you know, get going and see the GP. And you will get more respect, I'd say, by letting the GP know what you're going through and if it's a particularly tough time. Now, you might get referred for more support, but, you know, if it's nipped in the bud quicker, then it's easier to deal with earlier on. Another thing that I find useful for me, I don't know for other anyone else, it's just getting a little exercise. You know, it's a cheap, perhaps even free way of feeling good about yourself, even if it's going for a walk, something I often do, you know, can make one feel, let's say, connected to the community, because you're out there, you're walking out there, you're seeing things, you're seeing what people are doing, just that. You know, don't be put off for just going for a 10-minute walk or even a jog. The mental and physical benefits are worth it and they will add up. Another way is to, let's say, seek counseling. If you are really beginning to feel low and cut off from the community, you know, a lot of carer centers out there offer some form of counseling to carers. Although I'm not sure if many mental health trusts in the NHS also offer this to carers. They might, I don't know. If you're lucky enough to find some, you know, fairly cheap or free counseling, it might be worth taking that up, but remember, be very choosy. Obviously, counseling deals with your deep and darkest personal feelings. It's not something you want to just do willy-nilly. Be very choosy. Okay, I can think of a few more. All right, another way, which is even more cheaper, actually, even more free, is, and I think I should have recommended this one first, is educating yourself. Like what you're doing now, actually, educating yourself about isolation. As you are listening to this audio, I can certainly recommend that the internet can be a wonderful thing for finding out how carers face isolation day in and day out. You know, check the Carers UK website, who I mentioned early on in this audio. Their site is www.carersuk.org, or even Carers Trust. Carers Trust's website, carers.org, and they'll have a lot of information on what unpaid carers go through. Certainly read up on that. Do it after this audio. Promise this to yourself. Last but not least, I'd say get assessed on your caring needs. Now that means getting a carer's assessment, something I don't think is always easy to do. Alright, sometimes, you know, even if you do get a carer's assessment, it might seem a bit of a tick box exercise, and to be honest, some are. I will get onto this in another audio. But if there's a high rate of carer's assessments that show a need for a resource, then pressure can be brought to bear that those resources should be met. It's not always about getting the resources, and I will cover this point on carer's assessments in depth. In depth at a later date. Care systems are far more than, you know, what you deserve. There's far more to it than that. Well, with all that, I hope I have covered the educational side of you're not on your own or care isolation. If you're an unpaid carer listening, then I'm about to start the uplifting and therapeutic section of this audio, starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Thank you for getting this far and having some understanding of what I mean about carer isolation and loneliness. If you are caring for someone, then I'm sure you know what I mean, right? I mean, I'm preaching to the converted. Could I be correct? Sometimes you feel that no one understands your situation. Sometimes it can be horrible, wondering if anyone gives a damn about you or the person that you are caring for. You might think to yourself, is this what society is all about? Is this what community is all about? Is this the idea of love, family, friendships, being on your own, taking on that difficult journey and providing that much needed love and support and care? It should not and must not be a situation where you, I, or anyone else has to suffer from being on our own. No one could have prepared us for this day, you know, a day like this. Sometimes it might be difficult to say or imagine, but I've got to say it. You know, we can get a little envious of those out there having a good life, you know, living it up, making plans, making a future. Why not I? Why not you? But no. Life and civilization is more than just getting on and getting ahead. It's about the human condition. The noble situation of honor, duty, love and protection. You are doing what you are doing out of love and commitment. And you know it. And I know it. That without you, what would happen? You know, sometimes it's not even worth thinking about. Not any longer. I'm going to say it, and you might hate me for it, but you are not on your own. As many carers up and down this country also seek to be recognized for that desperate situation, they are hoping for charities to fight and help raise the carer's voice to be heard, and not to be isolated and cut off. And I'm going to say again, you are not on your own. I have been there, and often will go through it, even if I'm not experiencing it with you there, brother. We both know what it's like when the silence becomes a scream around us as we battle those demons, taunting us, trying to bring our minds down, while the person we love is struggling with their health. I have been there. But as usual, I'm going to ask this of you. As many things will be asked of you again and again, I want you to take that step. Little or how much you can manage. And use the education of what I've provided to tackle loneliness and isolation. It's not your fault for experiencing it. And yes, sometimes it is part of that journey, that carer's journey. But we must take steps not to be in a situation where we end up being the cared for. Try getting contact, seek help, educate yourself, empower yourself, connect, and above all, be kind to yourself. You deserve it. Us carers all deserve it. God bless those who seek to give us that voice every day because we need it. Carers UK, Carers Trust, keep fighting that noble cause. But I don't want you to give up, especially on yourself. You've been listening to the Carer Audio Series by Matthew McKenzie, a fellow carer of many years. I'd like you to please spread the word and look forward to your company on the next audio being Poem Time. Thank you and good luck with your carer's journey.